Well, our first guest today, we've got our monthly chat with Jessica Vogt, Families First Partnership. Jessica, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
And you brought someone with you, Megan Daly. She's a Sixpence Parent Educator. Megan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You, I found out, are expecting here in about three weeks, so an early congrats to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Getting through it okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, one rule, you can't go into labor here on the air. That's,
that is the goal.
You can't do that. That would be unusual if that happened, for sure. So you gals are in to talk about a big week coming up, the first full week of April, April 6th through the 11th. We have the Week of the Young Child and a lot of events taking place in the North Platte area.
Mm-hmm. So the Week of the Young Child is coordinated by a group of agencies around North Platte with child and family wellness in mind. It's called the High Plains Early Childhood Collaborative. And every day of the Week of the Young Child has a different event coordinated mm-hmm. by different agencies.
Okay.
Yeah, they are free, family-friendly events, and each event is at a different location around town.
Well, that's good. Has this been going on for several years now?
This is our second year.
Oh, it just started last mm-hmm. year. Okay.
And it went so well that we wanted to do it again.
All right. So, and we stress all these events that we'll be talking about are free, family-friendly, and so it's really designed to, you know, for families to come mm-hmm. and show up and enjoy the events. And do we want to just start with Monday, April 6th? What do we got, a Music Monday, it looks like?
Yeah, Music Monday will be at the Children's Museum. It's the cost of attending there is paid for already, so children and their families can come and explore the museum. There will be they have a music room, which is relatively new to the museum. And down there will be some activities with some, like little egg shakers to make music with. And then the kids get to take the egg shakers home.
Egg shaker. I'm not familiar with those.
Similar to a maraca.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But just shaped like an egg.
They have like sand in them or something like
something,
that.
Something. They have something in them.
Yeah, maybe rice. I don't know.
Oh, rice, yeah. Could be rice, yeah. Well, that sounds like fun. And that's on Monday, April 6th from 5:30 to 7 in the evening at the Children's Museum here in North Platte. And then we move on to the 7th at Tuesday, and we've got a Tasty Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Yes, Tasty Tuesday will be at Buffalo School. We're doing DIY parfaits, so we have like a whole yogurt bar set up with lots of different toppings. Kids can go through and build their own yogurt parfait.
Oh, great.
And then if the weather is good, which we hope it is, they can go outside at the playground at Buffalo School and play for a little while.
Okay.
And then when they leave, we have slime kits that we'll send home with them.
Slime kits?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Great. But do we give them strict guidelines on what they can slime?
Well, we don't give them to them until they're leaving, and we hand them to the parents, so it's at the parents' discretion.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So that one's also 5:30 to 7.
Parents prepare.
Yes.
Kids are going to be given slime kits. All right, so the Buffalo Early Learning Center for that Tasty Tuesday on the 7th. Where's that located at?
It's 1600 North Buffalo Bill Avenue.
North Buffalo Bill, okay. And that'll be, again, the same time in the evening, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And then we work into a Work Together Wednesday on the 8th of April.
Yes, that one is through Nebraska Extension and Hope Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha Wolf with the Nebraska Extension usually goes around to schools and hosts a block party. She brings totes and totes and totes of different variety of blocks. And it is so much fun. This year, she's partnered with Hope Esperanza in their, I think it's at their new building.
Yeah, their new location.
With all of their space. That one is from 1 to 2:30. And it's a fantastic opportunity for children to explore creativity mm-hmm. and partnership and they really try to get the parents involved in that process too.
Mm-hmm. What age groups are these geared towards? We talk children. Are we talking younger children or extending on up into teens, or what's kind of our age group?
It's open to anybody. We don't have like an age restriction, if you will. So any kids are welcome to come. Probably the most interesting and the most fun for elementary age kids.
Yeah, that's
younger.
What I was thinking. Yeah.
But if a middle schooler or high schooler shows up, we're not turning them away.
Okay. So mostly elementary. It's going to be things that probably attract them mostly.
But, yeah, elementary and younger.
You're not restricted. If you want to come and join in the fun, please do that. So that is on Wednesday, April 8th. And then so do the schools, since that's an afternoon slot, do the schools kind of... Are they going to cooperate with that?
Well, so Wednesday is the day that school gets out early, but this event is before that. We did that a little intentionally just because families have such different work schedules around town. The majority of our events are after work, 5:30 to 7, but we wanted to throw a few in for families that work in that after school time. So this is probably for the younger kids that aren't in school that day and families that would work later or are off during the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 to 2:30 on the 8th, and we move on to Artsy Thursday on the 9th.
Yes, Artsy Thursday will be downtown near Double Dips. It's hosted by Communities for Kids, Healthy Families America, and the Prairie Art Center is going to be helping. They'll have sidewalk chalk out on the sidewalks, and then they have artists from the Prairie Art Center drop faces, the kids' faces on the windows of Double Dips, and the first, I think, 50 kids to come will get free ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, there is incentive to show up early, for sure.
Yes, so that one's downtown, also 5:30 to 7.
Downtown, near, are they going to start that at the Prairie Arts Center then? And
no, it'll be near Double Dips, kind of around where the new mural is in the back, the big gorilla mural.
Okay.
It starts back there and then it'll go down the side, sidewalk.
On the windows.
Yeah, on the windows along the street,
And that'll be on the 9th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And then we move on to Family Friday on the 10th.
Yes, Family Friday is another example of offering time options for families. This is at the North Platte Public Library. We'll be decorating family Polaroids. The two time options are 11 a.m. to 12 or 4 to 5 p.m. And it's hosted at the library, that there are going to be a handful of agencies there helping with that.
Okay. So you have two different opportunities to take advantage of that. Are Polaroids still a thing?
Yes, and I believe we'll be taking the pictures at the library, and then they'll have supplies to decorate.
So they're going to actually they'll take Polaroids in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember growing up having those. My grandparents had one of those cameras. Take the picture and out it comes.
Yep, they've made a comeback. They're expensive though.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, not in mass production anymore.
No.
But yeah, it's that's a cool thing, because nowadays we use our phone to take our pictures and store those, and if we want to print them out, we can do that. But Polaroids, nice and sturdy, and it's just kind of a reminder of growing up, I think, a little bit what we had. Then Saturday the 11th, we got a couple of things you want to highlight.
Yeah, Saturday's a big day. Saturday in the morning from 10 until 12 is Baby Fest, which is hosted by WIC. It'll be out at Mid Plains Community College at the South Campus.
South Campus?
And this is for families who are expecting or have just recently had babies. It's all things baby. So anything in our community that is geared towards helping families with babies or baby-led things are going to be there. It's a big vendor event. Mm-hmm. So.
And you'll probably be at home with your baby.
Yeah, I probably will.
All right. So that'll be from 10 to noon on Saturday, April 11th. And then we also have a Kids in the Park taking place that day.
Yes, this is formerly Kids on the Bricks. Last year we moved to Cody Park and that went so well. It was really convenient to have it at the park, so we're doing it there again. This is sponsored by Communities for Kids, Lincoln County, from 2 to 5. It is free. There's free food.
Free food.
And there will be karaoke.
Yes, kids karaoke and music, man. Which is always so fun.
Got to tape that, man.
Yes.
That'd be worth it. That'd be a good YouTube video, I think. Just to have a highlight reel of all the kids singing their songs. Do they get to pick the songs? Or?
Yep, they'll get to pick what songs they want to sing. And then that's also a big vendor event. There will be a lot of agencies that are from North Platte set up there for families to be able to talk to right away and find out what kind of services are available, different activities. Yeah, it'll be a great time.
Week of the Young Child, we've been talking about April 6th through the 11th. If people like more information or a flyer or something they can print out, we send them what, Facebook or Family First webpage, or where they should go online to get the
best bet would be info. Facebook. Okay. Each agency has shared day specific events.
Okay.
But if you just search Week of the Young Child, all of them should
they have
up.
A Facebook page and
no, or, it's just events.
Okay. So like Sixpence.
Yeah, we've shared it on our Facebook page. Okay. Pretty much all of the agencies that are involved have shared it on their pages. So it shouldn't be too hard to track down.
These flyers that you sent me, are these available?
Yes, sir. They're available in Spanish as well.
Okay. And how would they get a hold of that if they want a
on
concise
Facebook.
One? On
yep.
Just go to...
They get shared together.
The Family's First Facebook page?
Actually, Rooted in Relationships has done a great job, along with Sixpence and some of the other organizations.